Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. God gave me fabulous to encourage me to do excellent work for him. And I am excited about that. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people that I meet as I live my journey of purpose. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. And I am so encouraged, and I'm so glad that God has allowed me to live long enough to know how to appreciate Him. And I thank Him. I thank Him for our relationship. I thank Him that I'm saved, that I'm sanctified, and that I'm filled with His precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I magnify God on today. Well, I have a fabulous show for you on this afternoon, and I welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch broadcast on today. And I want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you and He wants you to be encouraged also. And what I want to know, are you about the Father's business? Are you encouraged to get a job done? I am, you know, it's about my crown. That's what I'm working for. I am laboring for my reward. And I want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to hear Him say that. And so that's what this is all about for me. It's encouraging. I love encouraging others. And so that's what God did for me. Because I love encouraging others, He gave me this time, this broadcast. He opened up this door, excuse me, so that I would be able to do just this. And I thank God for that. I thank Him because, you know, so many people, even though they may mean well, but they don't know your story. And they don't know what it means to you when you're grateful to God. And so every hindrance, and that's the enemy's job, every hinder that he can put in your way, He will strive to do that. But we have to keep our focus. Keep our focus on the Lord and keep moving forward. So that's exactly what I am doing. I am encouraged in the Lord. And I thank God for that on today. If it was not for Him on my side, yes, I do know where I would be. But I thank God. I thank God on today. So, I am so happy for you today. want you to come go with me as we go into prayer, thanking and magnifying God for this another day, another Wednesday, another Recover All Wednesday that the Lord has blessed us to see. Somebody got up this morning but didn't make it to the rest of the day. Somebody went to bed last night, but they didn't get up this morning. So we have a lot. We have a lot to be grateful to God for, and I am. I am so grateful, and I'm striving to show God that I am just that. So that's why I delight, I commit, I trust, and I allow Him to shine through in my life. Yes, yes, I love the Lord, and I'm so glad that He loves me. So come on, bring your minds in, and let's talk to the Lord for a few minutes before we go into what the Lord has given us to talk about on today. And that is, have you inquired of the Lord? Have you inquired of the Lord? That's what He's given on today. And so come go with me now and get your mind on that, whatever it is that you've asked God to do for you. And we're going to talk to Him. All right? All right. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you, Lord. And we magnify you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for that. Thank you that you're in our lives on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being an encouraging God. We magnify you for it right now, God. We find nobody like you today, God. And we thank you for that now, God. You're great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And we give them to you on today. I come with my sisters, with my brothers on today, God, in the name of Jesus, to magnify you, God, for who you are, Lord. And we just thank you for that. We're touching and agreeing, God, together, Lord, in the name of Jesus, on whatever the situation might be in their lives, God. For I know, God, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are a God that can work out any situation. There isn't anything, God, that you can't do. And I believe that, Lord. And I stand on your mighty word with my sister and with my brother today, God. Believing with them, God, that situation, God, in the name of Jesus, that's in their lives, that they need worked out, God, that you are a God that can do just that. Do it, Lord. Do it for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord, prove it to them, God, that no situation, Lord Jesus, is too little or too big for you, God. But it's just right in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you for it right now, God. Give them what to do, Lord. Give them the wisdom, Lord, the knowledge and the understanding how to handle that situation. And we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would forgive us if we displeased you, God, in any way on today, Lord. For it is our desire, God, that you, Lord, be pleased with us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for it, God. Now, Father, would you go into the nursing homes? Go into the hospitals, oh God. Walk up and down those hallways, God. Go into those rooms, Lord. Visit your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Some have been calling on you, God, all night long, God. They've called, God, in the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord. Go there, God, in the name of Jesus. As we stand, God, on your word today for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We ask that you would look on our bishops, God. Look on our mothers, oh God. Look on our pastors, our elders, our ministers, our missionaries, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And bless them today. The saints, everywhere, God, your saints everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy today, God. Have mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus, that we don't get lost in all that's going on, God, but help us to keep our focus, oh God, on you, Lord, for you're soon to come, God, in the name of Jesus. The world, God, in such disarray, Lord, but we know, God, that you are yet in control. And all we have to do, God, is trust, lean, and depend on you, God, in the name of Jesus, keeping our eyes on the prize. And we thank you, and we magnify you for it right now, God. Now look on my pastor, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless him. All nations, oh God, and bless God. We believe in you for great things, God, because you are a great big God, and we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's nobody like you, and we thank you, God. Thank you for making us, knowing who we are, God, that we are uniquely designed, oh God, by you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So help us to dress, Lord, in the outfits, God, that you have prepared for us, and we just thank you. And we magnify you, God. And we give you all the glory. And we give you all of the praise. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you right now, God, for direction. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 We thank God for prayer on today, for prayer. It's always in order. And as you know, I've already styled prayer as the saints' telephone. Yes, we have cell phones. We have our house phones, all of these phones. But there is no phone like prayer because we can call Jesus up. Now, you can't call him on your cell phone. But you can call him up through prayer, and he will answer. He will answer. His word is him, and he will answer us. So whatever that need is that you have, and if you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request right there. Or if you would like for our church to pray with you or for you, you can go and download our app, All Nations Christian Center app, and you can leave your prayer request right there. We'll go right to our pastor, and we just thank God for that. Now, if you need a motivational encourager, a motivational encourager. That's who God told me that I am. I am a motivational encourager. And I just love it. So if you have an event and you need a motivational encourager, well, call me. Go to my website or go to email me, mgreen60818@yahoo.com. And I will get back in touch with you. Now, if you have a burning testimony, and we're living in that time that we ought to have some burning testimonies about the goodness of God, because every day we're having challenges and we're going through something, but if we go through with God, we have a testimony. It's telling about the test that we just came through. Talking about that test, a testimony that we just came through because God brought us through it. Now, if you got one of them, you can call me at 347-850-8928. If you want to share that test that you just came out of, that God just brought you out of, give me a call, and you can tell it right here on the air on Blog Talk Radio, for I am live and in living color. Yes, I am. All right, then. And then next, I want you to check out my books. When you go to my website, check out the books that the Lord have blessed me to write. And, you know, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. If nobody else be glad for you, you be glad for yourself. You know the relationship that you and the Lord have. So you be glad for you and continue to praise and magnify God and watch what God do. We can't get hung up. We can't get hung up on folks or the things or the traps that they try to set for you. But you got to keep on praising God. Say, put some praise on it. Put some praise on that situation, whatever it is. Put some praise on it and watch God, because he honors praise. Say, when praises go up, say, blessings come down. So put some praise on it and watch God work. All right. Today we are talking about, have you inquired of the Lord? Have you? Have you inquired of the Lord? You have situations going on, but have you inquired of the Lord? You've talked about the situation with everybody else, but have you inquired of the Lord? I want you to take this personally today. Have you inquired of the Lord? Now, there are some things, as close as we are with our spouses, or maybe family or close friend, but there are things that they don't have an answer for. They don't know no more than you do. But have you inquired of the Lord? Because he will give you just how to handle that situation. Now, yesterday, that one may have been taken care of, but today is a brand new day, and you need an answer. But have you inquired of the Lord? Have you been asking your friends and everybody else what to do, but have not considered asking God? Well, David had such a situation as this. David did. In 1 Samuel 30, and read it all. I suggest reading 1 through 19, but just read that whole chapter there. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Now, that's something. You done been out hunting or whatever. You've been doing, been to work, or you've been doing whatever you've been doing, going to school or whatever. But then you come back home and you find out they done broke in your house. They done destroyed everything, took everything. What you going to do? Get mad? Try to get even? What you gonna do? Who you gonna call? Who you gonna call? Now, I know, I hear you. You're gonna call 911, and you're gonna call the police. I hear you. But have you inquired of the Lord? Have you inquired of him? So David and his men, they wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. It hurts when other people violate what we have. It hurts. Take our stuff we worked hard for and put together and a different thing, it hurts. So David and his men, they wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. They couldn't cry no more because they had just cried it out. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in their spirits because of his sons and daughters. So see, sometimes the people right around you, they angry too. They want to get rid of you. Well, they may have been thinking it all the time, but now that something big has happened, they take advantage. So they wanted to stone David. They wanted to get rid of him too because their sons, their daughters were taken. But David found strength in the Lord his God. That's where we have to find our strength. He said, when I am weak, yet am I strong, because I have Christ in my life. He makes the difference. He makes the difference. That's why it is so important that we have a relationship with God, that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. It is so important. We don't realize how important it is right now. You may not realize that. That's why I say, take this personally. Have you inquired of the Lord about your situation? Have you talked to the Lord? Say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about my troubles, and he will answer by and by. So we have to talk to the Lord. We have to talk to him, and he will give us an answer. He will give us an answer. In Matthew 7:7, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. But a lot of times we don't ask God. And then when we ask, we don't believe what we asked ourselves. So how do we expect to receive from God when we didn't believe it? We didn't believe he was going to do it. We didn't believe it. But we have to believe what we're asking God. We have to stand on his word. For God is a man that cannot lie. If he said it, that settles it. He will do it. And you know, God, he looks for his word. He looked for us to give him back his word so that he can fulfill it. He wants to do it. So let us believe that God will do what he said, that he will answer our prayer. If we call it, he said in one scripture, he said, before they even called me. Oh, I love the Lord. He said, before they even called. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, I already answered. Look at God. Look at God. Thank you. Even before we call him, God is already answering. He's already answering the request. But just to recognize that he is God and how much he loves us, so much so, that he sent his only son to put us back together with Daddy. Said Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men. They couldn't put Humpty back together again. But Jesus came to put us back together in a relationship with Daddy. Jesus did that for us. God, our loving Father, did that for us. So, when we don't have nowhere else to go, we can go to Jesus. When nobody else will listen, Jesus, he listens. We can tell him, and we can tell him anything. And you know what? He won't tell nobody else. So whatever the situation is, whatever your situation is, have you inquired of the Lord about your situation? I want to drive that home. Take this personally. I want to drive that home. Ask God first. Ask God about your situation and what you should do. The lady with the issue of blood, she spent all that she had, everything that she had, trying to get well. And then finally, she heard that Jesus was, she heard that Jesus was passing by. And she thought, I'll give him a try. But lastly, but think what she would have saved if she had only tried him first. If she had only tried him first. But David found strength in the Lord, his God. So we need to find strength in God. Trust him. Commit to him. Delight in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Commit. Trust. And then allow him to shine through you. And David inquired. David inquired of the Lord, what should I do, Daddy? What should I do? David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Look at that. What did God tell him? What God answered him right back. Say, pursue them. He answered, you will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. And in another Bible, it says, the King James Version, it says, pursue and recover all. So that's what I am encouraging you on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to inquire of the Lord. Recover all. Recover all. Whatever you've lost, what has the enemy taken from you? God told David to pursue, to act on, to carry further, to go after, to hunt for, and recover all. Recover means to take back, regain. Let me encourage you to pursue and recover all. Standing on Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we can do it. All we have to do is pull out our prayer phone. Pull it out. Pull out our prayer phone. And let's start talking to Jesus and inquire of the Lord what we should do about the situation. I don't care what it is. Inquire of the Lord. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, I have enjoyed my time with you today. So, until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green Fabulous Fresh Touch thing. Be fabulous. Bye-bye.